So we continue in Orach HaTzadikim, Shaar Simcha. The learning is always Shvi'as Chosi, L'nishmas HaDerech Tavrachayim, Elozim Menchim Shadarye, and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Beruchayim and Akam Ben Zion. Shvi'as Chos for Fur Shlema, V'chaim Doi Ben Menorachol, Chana Lei Ben Shein Gerachol, and Abadati Ben Peril, and a Chos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. We're talking now about the benefits of drinking wine. He says, Gam kisha adam sharei b'tzar, when a person is finds himself in a difficult situation, someone who needs his help, he doesn't have the strength to help him. So people are asking him for assistance, but he's not in the frame of mind, or maybe physically he's suffering and he cannot help. And it says, in an acceptable time, I have answered you. So he's talking, meaning, he said just previously that wine helps a person forget his grief. And he just throws in sort of an adjacent point, which is even when a person is bitzar, Hashem will still answer you. Therefore, in this way, a smart person will intend to drink wine. He's not going to drink to such an extent where he cannot function as a productive member of society, where he can't fulfill his personal responsibilities and his work responsibilities, but he'll drink to alleviate some of the pain, like I talked about last time, about taking a Tylenol or an Advil. Certainly not to drink to a point where you can't daven or learn, to the point where you're partying and being lightheaded. Don't drink to the point where you're revealing secrets or other people's private matters. And if you drink this way in a moderate measure of wine, wine will not become something that is zara, something that is foreign, that is inappropriate. So there is a place for wine. And that's why if you read the Gemara, you find that they constantly had wine with every meal, because there are a lot of benefits to wine, especially in the digestive process. But you have to be careful in that, A, you don't become addicted to it, and B, you don't use it even infrequently, but to a point where it becomes a negative. Where it says that you should rejoice. Yes, drink, but not more than appropriate. Like it says, that one of the reasons why the Teichicha came is because we didn't serve Hashem b'simcha v'tov leivav, which means, right? That you can't have simcha to the point where you forget the Creator. You can't serve Hashem if you're lightheaded, or if you're acting frivolously, or if you're drunk. So therefore, you have to be very careful and very calculating when you're going to imbibe in liquor. So now we sort of segues to another topic in simcha. He says, in the midah of simcha, there is a mitzvah saseh to accept everything that happens to a person, shayatzdik, right? That you be matzdik din, shenemar v'yadata im levavecha. You should know in your heart, ki kasha yiyaser ishas benoi, just like a person disciplines his child, Hashem lekechem yasreka, Hashem also disciplines you. What does that mean? When you discipline a child, you're doing it for their own good, even though it might bother them or hurt them or make them very upset. Same thing when Hashem gives you Musar, Hashem punishes us, it's also for our benefit. And if after a person does tshuva, things don't go back to the way they were. Okay, so let's say you sinned and you were punished, someone got a machala, and there's lasting impacts for certain machalas. It doesn't just go away. You have maybe trauma, PTSD, or maybe this physical ramifications to what you went through, right? Look, a person has a stroke. It doesn't automatically go away. It takes time. So even if after you do tshuva, it doesn't return to the way it was, mitzvah she'achnoi b'libay, it's still a mitzvah to think in your heart, kila taivasa napach in yana l'ra, that in whatever cheshbon Hashem has, there is some positive to you being in the situation you're at. Ki koidem sha'asa adam tshuva haya kadosh baruch misham l'schar mitzvah sha'asa kedei l'tarda min ha'olam haba. You could say that, listen, before, you want to know why maybe things were going so well for me? Because Hashem was repaying me in this world. Shenema misham l'san av al-panav l'avida, that Hashem repays enemies in this world in order to destroy them. U'kederech sha'asa l'san av, and in the same way that Hashem acts towards his haters, ke misham l'ayav av'aynish aver sha'asman l'maseh. So Hashem also punishes tzaddikim, so that they will receive only a reward in the next world. They'll be clean, they'll be cleansed. And we talked about this, I don't remember if it was Shaar Bitachon, but or it was in the Pelayos, but we talked about the idea that you cannot offset averis and mitzvahs. There's no such thing as the scale's like this, so let's offset and Hashem just reward me with this amount. We said that that is a The, it's demeaning, it's devaluing the value of mitzvahs, and therefore Hashem doesn't do that. And so, if you go into the next world with any averus, they have to be cleansed before you get your full reward. So, if and we also said that if you get punished in this world, it's 10 cents on the dollar, because the next world is much more intense. It's a spiritual punishment, and it becomes whatever 4 or 5 times whatever the number is. In this world, it's 10 cents on the dollar, so you'd rather be punished in this world because it's much less severe, and it's much easier to deal with. So he says, so that's the mindset you should have. I'm being punished in this world, Baruch Hashem. A, I'm being cleansed for Olam Haba, and B, I'm not being punished as severe as I would after death. The Cholze Toloi B'midas HaSemcha, and all this is Toloi in a mindset, as we know, that our thoughts can dictate how we feel. And if you're in a happy mindset, you feel better. You have a happier outlook, a more positive outlook on life. And if you have a negative feeling, so then everything ha is framed in your mind as having a dark cloud over it. So you got to be besimcha in order to have positive attitude, even about suffering. That you are happy and satisfied with the chelek that Hashem gave you, even if it's not optimal. If you could choose your own, you would go and you would choose whether to have it or not. You would prefer not to have it because it involves suffering or some sort of negative existence. But at the end of the day, you say, listen, Hashem knows better than me. He's doing what's best for me. And therefore, I accept it, and I accept it with love. In order to be able to do that, a person has to be besimcha. Because if you're down, it's just going to make you more depressed. And it's very hard to have a positive outlook on suffering if you're not besimcha to start with.